feel comfortable, but hang on here.
All right.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Daniel. Daniel, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Going all right.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I know that Tara does a very good job of kind of outlining the basics of our services. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not for you. I'm in the middle of my GC testing, and I'm hoping by this weekend I get it all passed.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I've just been a handyman, and I haven't needed it, but in order to expand, I really need
this. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's helping a lot of ways, but
we can help you right now. That's a great business model, and you know, we can help you right now get the smaller handyman jobs that you're able to take on when you get your GC license back. I mean, obviously, we would focus on those bigger jobs, remodeling, et cetera, room additions.
Yes.
Now, the best part about it is that, you know, the calls come directly to you, and you have a website already, a website that would give the people who would see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Our job then, of course, is just to simply make it easier for people who don't already know the name of your company to find you when doing a simple keyword search, whether they're doing that search for handyman, handyman service, residential handyman contractor, if they're typing in a specific service that you want to provide, you know, the steel buildings or the steel work, or, you know, obviously the remodeling, and when you're able to take on those bigger jobs, we'll create new ads and new content for you. People go to Google because they don't know who to call. You know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. We certainly don't use the yellow pages, but we do use our smartphone. We use our computer. And the ones that are on the first page, well, those are the people that get more phone calls. And they're not on that first page because they've been doing it longer, have a bigger company, or do a better job. They're just on the first page because they have more content online that relates to that particular person's search. So our job would be to make sure that you're verified by Google, verified by Bing. About 1 out of 10 people will search on Bing instead of Google, so we want you to get those phone calls too. We'll create additional content, a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And it really is designed to get your phone ringing. Now, one of the reasons that we're calling is Google Guarantee, which is a local service ad. It is a pay-per-click product with Google, and it's definitely something that we can talk about here. But you're looking at least the $299.00 to get things going. Local search engine optimization, even Facebook ads. Everything is month-to-month, no contract, but obviously it's designed to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, that being said, it is a position that we're actively filling. As a Google Premier Partner, Daniel, our job is to find one company that provides the services required to fit that category in that area, and then we fill the position, we close out the category. We do not put our clients in competition with each other. We do, though, work all out over the United States and Canada and every industry under the sun, but certainly you'd be the only one that we're working with right now for the services that you provide. Did you have any additional questions at this point?
Not really. Just
okay. So, I mean, like I said, it's designed to get the website that you have in front of more people. Tara says you're new to HomeAdvisor, Angie. So, obviously, that's a very different service. That's a lead-based service. And, you know, of course, you get a phone number. That's the lead that you get. You have to chase down that potential customer. Maybe you're in a bidding war with the competitors that got that exact same lead. What you'll love about this is that calls come to you from someone who would have seen your website and then decided to reach out to you directly and specifically. They saw something that they liked. They're hoping you're available. They're hoping your price is fair. They want to work with you. So a very, very high conversion rate. Again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would be that exact amount, that $299. Now, like I said, it is a position that we're actively filling because it is a month-to-month service. I want to make it affordable for you. We have to earn your business 1 month at a time. Tara did say you've got that Angie's, and I know that that could be pretty expensive talking to business owners that have used that same service. I want to go ahead and waive the setup fee. There's normally a $99 setup fee that attaches to the first month. Of course, that helps us offset some of what we have to do in the very beginning and absorb that cost. But, I mean, we're looking long-term anyway, you know, with the reduced cost, actually, the $299 reflects a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service, which is listed on our website at $599. So we're not going to break even here until we earn your business for probably 4 months. But we know that our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable. Of course, we're not Google. If anyone tries to tell you that they are Google, they would be telling stories. Google will make these types of phone calls to businesses if they have 100 locations or more. Anything less than that falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. We've been around since 2004, so you'd be in really good hands with us.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So
well,
it is really,
this week it's going to be, I can't answer any phones because of all these classes.
No, I hear you. Right. So,
but
I mean,
after this, I would love it.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I know you're working hard to get that GC license back, and I completely understand that. But, I mean, I don't want to mislead you. We cannot flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. Although we are a Google Premier partner, there is content that we have to create. We have to get you verified by Google. That process itself takes maybe 5 to 10 business days. Of course, we do not sit on our hands. Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it's not like Angie's where the day that you sign up, they've got a backlog of leads that get sent out to you. They've already been sent to your competitors. With this, we do have to create that content. So I think the timing is perfect for you. We can get that started right away. And then, like I said, 5 to 10 business days to get you verified by Google. The Facebook ads and everything else, all the additional content we'll create in the meantime while we're waiting for that.
Okay.
Now, I know that this number that we're speaking on now, this is a good number for us to reach you, and it's also the best number for your customers to call, right? It's a good number for your customers.
Yeah.
The one that's on the website.
Well,
and then DJ at provenstructures.com, that's a good email address for you, right?
Yes.
And then, Daniel, Tara never did get your last name, sir.
Jessop. J-E-S-S-O-P.
J-E-S-S-O-P. And then I do see on the Angie, there is an address, but, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, right? So you go to the customer, no one comes to you. That 65 West Cherry Avenue, that's not an address you would want the public to really know about, right?
Not really, because that's my house. I do not have a shop.
That's okay. And Google fully expects it to be that way for service-based businesses. When you're going to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to have a storefront or, you know, a brick-and-mortar location.
Mm-hmm.
They do, you know that most of the time service-based businesses are kind of run out of the truck, run out of the home. They wouldn't want to list that address online because they don't want someone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, and especially since you're out in the field most days, right?
Yeah.
So,
is there a place for a second phone number by chance?
Absolutely.
Other customers, there is zero cell service out there.
Oh.
The ones I was working with. And I still have more coming for them. I just don't know when.
Gotcha.
And so if there's a spot for my wife's phone number so she can answer it sometimes,
and
I have no service.
Yes. Yeah. What is that phone number?
That would help. 937-561 3440.
So I have 937-561-3440.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we want that as well. And then, of course, we've got the website, which is provenstructures.com. Now, the next step is to schedule what's called a client interview, and it is exactly like it sounds. One of our expert technicians will call you and talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, you know, what's unique about your business, just kind of verifying information that's on your website and information that I have here helps us to create all of the additional content. We do schedule by the hour, but that call really does only take about 30, maybe 40 minutes. Would you be available maybe at some point tomorrow? Our last client interview starts in about 5 minutes here, and we are already booked up for that one. But would you be able to do that follow-up call tomorrow?
Yes, if it's after 4:30.
If it's after 4:30.
Yes.
And gotcha.
That's what you are right now.
Right, absolutely.
You're probably back east, Rick.
No. We're actually based out of California, the same as Google and Facebook. Right. What about earlier, like morning? Does 8 o'clock work for you in the morning or no?
That's when the class starts.
That's when the class starts. Gotcha. Okay, so that's going
to
have to be
from
late in the day.
8 to 4:30 for
8 to 4 days. Oh, well, Sarah called just the exact right time then. I'm so glad she was able to.
Well, I missed 2 calls earlier, and we had a 10-minute break, and I called, and it said you guys was off hours. It's called
No kidding.
I'm like, whoops.
You said you've got class 4 days a week. What's your off day? Like Monday to Friday, I'm guessing.
Well, that's just this week. Just
I see.
Class.
Got it. Okay.
Take the test one day next week, sometime schedule.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so you're nearing the end of it.
I'm hoping Monday I'll have it done and over with.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect and perfect timing here for you. Now, one thing I did want to do, and this is for your protection, just to add a little bit of extra security, a security question and answer. I mean, if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Proven Structures, we would maybe ask, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And, of course, if anyone were to call you, and if they're not a potential customer, if they're calling you, especially if they're saying they're local / or even if they say they're Google, they would need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also know both the answer and the question. Now, if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, you should not entertain that phone call. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Hilldale, Utah.
Hilldale? Okay.
Yep.
Even our technician would know that when they make that follow-up call. And then, again, it is with the setup fee waived completely. It's just that exact amount of $299 out the door. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa.
Is that card in your name, the business name, or both?
In my name.
Any middle initial or just first and last?
Yes.
Is it S like Sam as a middle initial?
Yes, S is Sam.
And yes. Daniel is Daniel?
Yes.
You said that was a Visa, right? That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Yeah.
Mr. Jessup, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4266-8415-7794.
Okay.
0438.
And then the expiration month and year?
7/25. Oh, what the hell? I didn't know this was out. That was last month. What the heck? I didn't know this was outdated. She didn't tell me it was.
Yeah, no.
I haven't used it in 3 months, and I didn't know that.
You must have gotten a new card. We'd probably have
you
the same.
Must have did, and she didn't say. Probably the same, but I don't know what the expiration date is. Shoot, I haven't pulled it out for a few months, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have
I do have a different one. It's a very high interest. It's an American Express.
Oh, we'll just use it just for that one payment. In fact, once you get that other card, we can switch it out. But this is an Amex, then. Is the middle initial of S on that card as well?
Yes, and it's
under
a Proven Structure.
Oh, it is.
It's got both my company and my name.
Got the company name and your name on there as well.
Yes.
And Amex would start with a 3 if you want to read those 15 digits. I'll read them back at the end for accuracy.
Okay. 3792. 3757 54 31003.
And then the expiration month and year?
1228.
12 of 2028. And then the four digits on the front of the card?
5081.
So I've got 5081. 5081, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then December or 12 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 3792, 375, 754, 31003?
Yes.
Still the same billing address, though, the 65 West Cherry?
Yes.
And that's 86021. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Jessup, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case I am reducing the cost of the service, that I am in fact waiving the initial setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Daniel, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Rubenstructures.com.
And that's how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Daniel Jessup, owner.
And Mr. Jessup, as the owner of Proven Structures, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Jessup, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including waiving the one-time setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, and of course, with it being month-to-month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 12th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, there's no fees, of course there's no surcharges of any kind, of course there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that means that you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and, of course, you can pause it, too. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary. You could even pause the service seasonally. I don't think that would be the case here. But all that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Jessup, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Daniel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And in just about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there and our support email. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, I do. I have one ready.
All right, perfect. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Arizona time. Now, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or, of course, after hours, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Daniel, you will receive that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. So for tomorrow, you would be available at 4:30 for your follow-up call, your client interview?
Yes, maybe 4:40. Just give me time. I actually walked out at 4:37 tonight.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I mean, we'll let our client support team know, and our Google technician will be prepared. If they call you and you don't answer, they will call you back in 10 minutes after that. So that should work out just fine.
Perfect.
And then did you happen – oh, tomorrow I did want to mention that about an hour prior to that scheduled follow-up call, you'll receive an automated email just reminding you that you do have that scheduled call. And then I'll also send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is just for your records. You do not need to respond to that client interview invitation. But did you happen to receive, it looks like our system did send it out, the Local Splash initial invoice. That's the email that I'd want you to open up. Okay, if you open that up, it says, hello, Daniel S., obviously just your middle initial there, not the first initial of your last name, but then it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below, a couple sentences down. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
There was something of the text. I looked. Oh, I did. Sorry, that was my personal email. I forgot.
This would go to the business email.
Access your dashboard.
Yes,
yeah,
so just
do
above,
I hit the click here.
Yeah, the clicker. So above that was where it says click here, and then thank you, your Local Splash team. Click on those two words. Click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Everything we went over in the voice verification is provided for you here in writing. Feel free to scroll above that long line. Real quick, of course, though, Google is going to be our main focus simply because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. Like I said, about 1 out of 10 people, though, will do their searching on Bing. Most of those people search on their smartphone. We will make sure that you're optimized on Bing as well. We'll create all of the additional content, the directories, the Facebook ads are included as well. So you'll see the long line that goes all the way across, and below it, it populates 3 boxes. We do want you to click all 3, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages from us, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other one that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, though of course you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. And then once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, that's where you would click on the longer box. If you're on your smartphone, it might help to turn it sideways. As long as you're not locked in portrait mode, when it hops into landscape mode, that whole bottom part will pop up a lot higher, at least to make it a lot easier for you to type in your name and hit the confirm signature. Now, it's not always case sensitive, but it does usually want the D, in this case, the first initial of your first name, to be capitalized. No period after the middle initial of S, but please do include it. So as much as you can, even an exact match of Daniel S. Jessup. And then once you do have that in the long box, click the confirm signature box, which is the orangish colored longer box, longer than the gray box. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost. It will also allow us to do what's called a NAPW audit, which stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And I might have forgotten to ask you, but in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. We're certainly not saying you cannot hire someone else. In fact, we are already aware of Angie Leads, but we do what's called a NAPW audit to make sure that the information online for your business is accurate. Like I said, we will, it stands again, name, address, phone number, website. We'll make sure that the address does not appear on Google, because obviously customers do not come to you. You do not want that address to appear. We do the audit in the beginning and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So if it's asking you to log into your account or asking you to, you know, for a username and password, don't worry about that next step. That's just our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do still need to do your client interview first. That helps us to create the content that we need to get everything set up here. Your welcome email, though, has your tracking or your login credentials to your tracking system. So feel free to click on that. You can't change your username, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to associate with your account and access the information. So it's the phone number with the area code included, but just no numbers, no dashes or parentheses or anything like that. So 937-561-0805. That's your username. Default password is top splash, all lowercase, no space, TOPSPLASH. That is in your welcome email. You can, of course, change your default password at any point in time. You're all set and squared away here on my end. I'm just going to get the notes into the system, send out that client interview invitation. And then we've got you scheduled again for tomorrow. And our client interview technician will call you hopefully closer to 4:40. We'll let them know later is better. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you, just to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I might already be on a phone call. Things usually do get pretty busy towards the very end of the day, but I'm really glad that we were able to reach you. Thanks for texting us that you're in class, and I'm glad that Terry reached back out to you. I'm excited to get this going for you, and especially once you get that GC license and we can start targeting those bigger jobs, will definitely help you to keep your business moving in the right direction, and it's been a real pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Mr. Jessup. You take care, Daniel. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll call you tomorrow around 4:40. Thank you so much, sir. Take care.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
See you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.